Final ever basketball game between Lombard and Churchill. The Zephyrs and the Blue Streaks coming up on Monday night at John Thiel Gym, hoping to pack the place. And we're going to talk a little bit about some history between those two schools with a couple of gentlemen, one that both played and coached at Churchill, Mr. Steve Cheeseman. Steve, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning, Tom. Thanks for having me.
And also a gentleman who played for the Lombard Zephyrs and doing some coaching himself now, Kurt Cunningham. Kurt, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Well, and plus, you know, guys that went on and played at Galesburg High School as well. And, I'm guessing in some ways for a lot of people, and I've heard a lot of people saying they're really sad about this. And I get it. It's kind of bittersweet that it's going to be the last one. But I think one of the neat things, though, in a community this size, there's not that many communities this size that have more than one junior high. So it's going to be, you have some really, really good teams from here on out. And not that there wasn't before, but you're going to have really, really talented kids. They're just not going to be. I guess as many of them get a chance to play.
Yeah, that was, and that's the way, like you said, the way of the world now. And this is just one of those things that, you know, it's passing on. And boy, has it been good, for the times that it's been around this 60 plus years in terms of the two junior highs. Lots of memories, lots of history, lots of just, you know, really, really exciting games and exciting stories.
You know, it's got to be different than most other school scores. You know, like when I was in school, our rivals, you know, different conference rivals or whatever, different area schools. It's got to be in town because you all know each other for the most part. It's got to be a whole different level when you played in those games, Kurt.
Oh, yeah. You know, it's a different level. You know, but the rivalry, like you said, it's bragging rights used to be. Yeah. You know, you couldn't wait to Lombard Churchill. So everybody would talk about Lombard Churchill again.
Yep. Steve was kind of the same way when
absolutely
you played too.
Kurt's
yeah.
right. I mean, this is Ohio State and Michigan. This is the big stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, we always felt that. You know, we knew all those guys. We were buddies with lots of them, but yeah, we certainly wanted to win the game. Or when, you know, back then we'd play a game, you know, sometime in January. And then we would play again at the end of the year because the season was really long in junior high basketball. Then it was like a high school season. We play the last game of the year in February. So, it was quite the thing, and it was big time bragging rights.
One, the other thing had to be a thrill also because one, you're playing what's at the high school, which is now John Thiel Gym, but you're playing in front of a crowd that no other junior high kids ever get to play in front of a crowd like that.
No, it was a crowd, and they had the balconies was open for that. You know, it was really something special.
Yeah, I'm guessing it pretty that kind of motivated. I mean, I'm guessing probably some nerves on top of it playing.
Oh, absolutely.
Like that.
I mean, you have a packed house there, and it's loud, and you got the bands, the cheerleaders. It was a great pageantry, that's for sure. And, you know, the other thing, and I don't remember, Kurt, when this stopped, but did you play your junior high games at Galesburg High School too?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we all played our junior high games at Galesburg High School.
Games were there.
Because
there
was not girls' sports yet, and our gyms, you know, Lombard didn't have a gym. Churchill's gym was not equipped to put bleachers in, then we put them in later. Yeah. So we just practiced at those places and played all of our junior high games at Galesburg High School. And we had big crowds at the high school for those games.
Yeah. So kind of getting you primed for when you got into high school and playing.
Exactly, right.
Yeah. Well, that's interesting because I know my eighth grade year, we played a quote-unquote practice game against Lombard and actually played at the old Zephyr Dome. Yeah. And my first thought was, this is what they play in? Because even then it was kind of a dump at that point, which obviously you practiced in there, so you knew.
We practiced there, and we played a few games in the Zephyr Dome.
Yeah.
And when I was in seventh grade, you know.
Okay.
I mean, it had a big track around there and few weak spots on the floor, but it was.
I just remember the floor didn't seem in very good shape, and it hadn't been dusted, and it's just like, man, this is where they're playing. I couldn't believe, but I realized they played most of the games at the high school at that point.
Yes. And what happened with some of that too? I love history. I'm a history teacher. I think it's so interesting and has so much value. Is that that's when sports was starting to expand in terms of the number of teams. To begin with, we were talking off the air that. Churchill was 7th, 8th, and 9th. Lombard was 7th, 8th, and 9th. The high school was sophomore, juniors, and seniors. Well, we just had an 8th and a 9th grade team at both places and no 7th. And they were adding 7th grade, but there it was too much stress on the high school gym to play any 7th grade games. They played some in a throw-together schedule, so they play in the Zephyr Dome and the Churchill gym. And I remember at the Churchill gym, they would play a few Saturdays, and they would put out just benches. Team benches for fans to sit on in various places as a makeshift game, gym for spectators, and it just was starting to advance with seventh grade teams coming in there, and there was no place to play with seats, so they put out those benches for parents and fans to come.
Wow. All right, Steve Cheeseman, Kurt Cunningham joining us here this morning. Lombard Churchill, the final game, basketball game, is going to come up on Monday at John Thiel Gym. We'll talk a little bit more about the history. My familiarity, know all about Phil Erickson, longtime eighth grade coach at Lombard, know all about the Morgans, Coach Bob and Coach Bill. Of course, Coach Bob there a long time. So going back, and Steve, did you play for both the Morgans when you were there?
Both the Morgans, and I cannot say enough what good people and what good coaches. And I know everybody that's ever, they're legends, and rightfully so. We swear by them. They were fair. They played no favorites. They taught you how to play the game. They expected excellence, everything you'd want out of a coach. Those two gentlemen were all about that.
And I hear the same things about Coach Erickson, and experienced that, Kurt.
Oh, yeah. Coach Erickson is a top-notch guy. He was, like Steve said about Coach Morgan, Coach Erickson, he was fair, and once you play hard for him and the right way, no favoritism, just...
Who was your seventh grade coach at that point?
Seventh grade coach is Terry DeNoma.
Okay.
Yeah, he was a teacher at Lombard. He was
a Rock Island guy. He was an assistant football coach at the high school, too. Coach. Went to Knox. Yeah. You know, I'd say the same about Phil, too. I coached against Phil later on, and Phil's just a great guy, somebody that, you know, you want to be around and have the highest respect and still do some things with him through political stuff with my wife, and he's a super guy, and those guys believed in him and respected him, and rightfully so. Absolutely. Oh,
yes. Well, you being a history guy, Steve, do you know, I'm guessing somewhere that the record's been kept, all-time series, any idea?
Yeah, and I had it. I used to do it, go back through. You know, Churchill was ahead, but only ahead because there was a couple series in there where we just had some really, really good teams, and Lombard didn't have. Otherwise, it was pretty equal. Yeah. I mean, it was pretty equal. I mean, both teams had good teams. There was just a period with Coach Bob and with me where we just had really good teams and Lombard did not. And a lot of that had to do with the enrollments were really starting to shrink at that point in time. Yes. And there's where it is. Otherwise, it's pretty equal. And I mean, neither team has to say that they were inferior in any way. They both have the ability to brag and say that they had the best teams and the best ball clubs. Yeah.
Okay, Kurt, I have to ask you, your years at Lombard, do you guys get the better or did Churchill?
Well, in seventh grade, we got them, but eighth grade, Churchill got us.
So who are you playing against at that point? Who was at Churchill at that
Churchill,
point?
Churchill is Scott Shaver, Tim Holt, Tom Glasnovich, Bobby Anderson, Matt Aberson.
Okay, and who else did you have as teammates?
Teammates, I had, let's see here, it was Gary Ellis, Mitch McMillan, Clay Britton, my cousin, he was in seventh grade, but he got brought up to the eighth grade. And
gee, I wonder why. The rest is history with him, that's for sure. Yeah.
Yes.
But, yeah. So what's it like coming into high school together? I guess because at that time you were still playing ninth grade separately, right?
Yes.
And then coming into high school together as a sophomore team with those guys, I guess it's more fun. You played against them, but now I don't have to compete against these guys. We're all together. We're going to be pretty good.
Yeah, it was fun. And plus, you know, during the summer we all went to Streaks camp, you know, and also Coach Morgan's, he would open up the gym to. You know,
and you have the who's who of basketball players, whether they're old guys, young guys, everybody playing.
Exactly.
Playing over there on Sundays and Saturdays and stuff in the off-season and in the evening.
All right, Steve, your years just a couple years before Kurt. Who got the best during your time there?
We were all even.
Yeah.
Both 1-1 in seventh or in eighth grade, 1-1 in ninth grade. So we split 2-2, and I have Bill Dwyer, outstanding, and broke his leg twice, and he could have been one of the all-time greats.
And he was a big guy, right?
Big guy. Yeah, I mean, he could do everything, and his legs just gave out. I mean, he was a Campbell Kelly talent. I mean, there you got all those guys. These unbelievable players, and Bill was 6'7". Then we had Dean Betts, Dan Storsbach, Phil Anderson. Again, like I said, Campbell and Kelly. I mean, just really, really good players. And we played against Eric Doss, Jay Stone, Andy Hendricks. These were good players. And Costa had some good players too then. Jim Pogue was a good player for them.
Yeah.
And then we become sophomores. We're just loaded. I mean, we're just loaded. And you go right from, you know, an eighth and ninth grade situation at Churchill and Lombard, and you go right to Friday nights to play in sophomore games. And again, we never saw Campbell. And Scott was with us most of the time, but he went to the varsity as well.
Wow. Yeah, that's quite a jump because, you know, at any school, it's a jump from eighth grade, especially for those kids that get moved up to the sophomore level. But then, you guys are going from ninth grade, even though you played your games at John Thiel or at Galesburg High School at the time, John Thiel Gym now, it's still a little bit different thing on Friday nights, especially at that time with the crowd you were going to see.
Right.
I'm guessing those nerves are like, wow, this is real now. Yeah,
exactly, you know, and the other thing, it is too real, but you felt always, and pressure is not the word, but you felt expectations, even when you're in junior high that, you know, you're the next group of basketball players here, and you're following these outstanding teams that you need to write your chapter and be good too. So it was nothing different. You just had these expectations that were put on you, you know, by each other and also by your coaches. You expect to be good. And Bob and Bill Morgan, I know Coach Erickson felt the same. You better be good. You know, another guy I forgot. We were so deep as Mark Brown. We had a team that was enormous. When you look at a scorecard of us in high school, there's 6'6", 6'7", 6'8", 6'9", 6'6", 6'7". And it's unbelievable. You know, one other thing, and you guys did this when we were in junior high, eighth and ninth graders, because again, most high schools were ninth grade through. So we'd play that ninth grade high school team, and the eighth graders would play the ninth grade reserves. And those oftentimes were guys who were playing in the ninth grade game. So they were big and strong. Oh, and you had your work cut out for you as eighth graders playing the ninth grade reserves in that first game always.
That's interesting. Oh, yeah. You know, one of the other things, Kurt, we were kind of talking off there that, you know, that you guys came up in an era where John Thiel had been the head coach at Galesburg High School, and that's what everybody wanted to play for. Thiel.
Everybody wanted to play for Coach Thiel. You know, it was when you was a kid, you're on the backyard, you know, imitating. You want to be a Silver Streak. You know, I was just something. You know, you just couldn't wait to go play for Coach Thiel. You know, went and watched his games, and he just was a good coach. You know.
Was it at that time, Steve? Let me ask you: was it the same thing? Were the junior highs doing the same thing, or were they doing their own thing? And were they all doing what the high schools
were
doing?
We were doing exactly the 2-1-2 man-to-man defense. Yeah. All of those things. And Coach Bob and Coach Bill ran it. I mean, like a charm. I mean, we had clockwork. And then, like I said, when Coach Thiel retired, and now we were in high school as sophomores, it all changed around. And I think many of us struggled with that.
Yeah.
We were talking off the air. We struggled with that. That's a complete change in all areas, from your culture to your scheme to the whole thing. And it was tough for all of us, and some of us handled it better than others.
Well, I think part of probably what made those games so competitive, you knew what they were doing. They knew what you were doing. Oh, yeah. Who's going to do it better?
Exactly. It was right? Execute or whatever, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, so Steve, you had also had the pleasure. It's really interesting in your case because you played for the Morgans, then you coached with them, then played against Coach Erickson, coached against him as well. So you had kind of that fortune where you kind of part of the history
a little bit of everything on both sides of it.
Yeah,
saw it from all and saw it. You know where you know it was the seventh and eighth graders, eighth and ninth graders saw that we also for a period of time were in the IESA. And we would play against them in the regular season and then play against them in the tournament. And we all had, you know, success in both that for that 6-7 years that we were in that. I mean, it was a little bit of everything. And we played, you know, those games sometimes. We played them out of town because we're in a tournament game. So we're traveling somewhere to Geneseo to play Lombard. It had, you know, a little bit of all across the lot with it.
Yeah. Interesting stuff. Steve Cheeseman, Kurt Cunningham, the final Lombard-Churchill game is coming up Monday evening, 5:30 at John Thiel Gym, hoping to pack the place out there. Any particular memories, Kurt, maybe from a game or practice or something to do with Coach Erickson or a teammate?
Well, during the holidays, some of the guys would come back and play, you know, against his current players. We'd have Carl Finley, which that was my idol growing up. Carl's would just be a hell of a ball player, and Rance Berry went to Lombard, and Big Steve Mixon, even Del Kelly. He didn't come back and play, but he went to Lombard. So
yeah,
that was
so. You had some great guys to idolize. That's for sure.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
And then those guys could play.
Oh yeah. Sure. Well, that's so funny because you don't think in terms like most of us growing up were. Yeah, and you guys also idolized guys that played at the high school, but. Mm-hmm. I don't know if any of the rest of us were idolizing guys that played at our junior high, though, either. That's pretty amazing that you had the guys that played that well.
That's a big difference. Yeah. Our idols were these players versus today's kids are idolizing LeBron James or whatever. And I think that's part of what made the program so successful is you're looking at players that are playing ahead of you and want to be like them, and that makes you push yourself to be more of that so you'd fit in the system better.
Yeah.
You really, really would.
I can remember in fourth grade, middle schools would go play at halftime. And I'm sitting there waiting for the halftime, and halftime, you know, the players running him, looking at Big Steve Mixon and Mark Thielen, them guys, man, I just got goosebumps.
Because they're like the pros to you at that point.
Exactly.
Yeah. You know, and that streak, you know, the special uniform that obviously we don't have anymore. Yeah. And the band, you know, we were talking also all of the pageantry from the band, the cheerleaders, the cadets, you know, kinds of things. The blue streakettes, I know they had those at Churchill and all that. Mine would be during that IESA thing. We had a couple runs where we played in state championship games, and I remember this was with Teddy Trueblood and with. Zach Shea and Tommy Warner and Scotty Hastings, who went to UT that, and he was a ton in junior high. We could have used him at Gillsburg High School. They all played on the same team, and they were good. I mean, obviously we were good. We played in the state championship game. And I remember going down there, and we had, for a state championship, we had 6 school buses of kids. You know, and we don't have as much today. The kids don't come as much, and there's all kinds of reasons.
Yeah.
But going way back, the support of your classmates and things like that. So I think that's the best of
that's
all.
True, yeah.
All the kids you played with, all the kids you coached, the kids you went to school with, those relationships, that's by far the best in coaching, playing, all of that.
Yeah, and I think that group of kids ended up, being a sectional finalist as
seniors?
Yeah,
got beat by Peoria Manual, who won the state championship. Yeah,
That's right.
Really good.
At the old Robertson Fieldhouse, wasn't it?
Yes. Yeah. And Teddy in junior high he was a monster.
He
would get 30 to 35 a game, depending. Yeah. And when you're playing 6-minute quarters, that's a lot of points. And he wasn't selfish. He was just within the offense or offensive rebounds. Yeah. He could do it all, and those other guys could play as well.
Well, and then those relationships, because, of course, tonight you and the Streaks.
I'll get to talk to two guys
Ted,
that I coached, Ryan Weber
and
Ted Trueblood, who were great players and great coaches, great guys.
Yeah, and, of course, Ted on Ryan's staff there at United Township High
and
School.
Zach Shea is the athletic director and head football coach at Burlington.
Boy,
the Shea kids, you'd want those guys on your team. They're excellent athletes and hard-nosed, competitive. They're winners.
Absolutely.
I agree totally right there.
Great memories, Lombard, Churchill, and the final game will be coming up Monday night. Well, unfortunately for you, Steve, you're not going to be able to get there because
I'm going to miss
the boys
this going over to the Streaks game in McComb. And there again, back in the day, those things were they were it. There was nothing else going.
Yeah.
Now today we're spread all over the place with all kinds of games and this and that. And that's just the way it is. But that stuff was the only game in town, and everybody was into
everybody
it.
That's all you would talk
about.
You know,
everything was aligned perfectly for all of that stuff way back.
Well, we're hoping on Monday night we'll kind of try to get a crowd like that back there again and send them off and wish them all luck as they come together. And I'm in a lot of ways looking forward, and I know Steve as a coach especially, he might be, as them all coming together and see how good that junior high program is going to be.
Yeah, in the last couple of years, those kids coming from both places had some really good players that are making the potential to be a fine high school varsity.
Yeah. Well, and then, of course, you're doing some coaching with the younger kids. Your grandson won't be long till he's in that situation.
Just keep them coming. You want that to keep coming.
Yeah, I coached fourth grade future Silver Streaks. We got some good ball players there, too. Good.
Yeah,
it's be a better guy to coach that.
Yeah. Well, and it's fun to be able to tell at that age that you can say, hey, the kid's got some skills. That's kind of a neat thing to see.
Yes.
All right. Well, Kurt Cunningham, thank you for taking some time with us this morning. Really
appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
Steve Cheeseman, thank you as well.
Thank you, Tom.
Your time, and we'll hear you coming up later tonight.
Yep. Look forward to it.